A week after CastleGuard News reported that Mayor Bruno Tassoni traveled during the holidays, Tassoni resigned from office. In his letter of resignation, the mayor of CastleGuard said the work the community needs is greater than he can do. He also cited bullying from media. Tassoni hasn't been the only municipal politician in BC to be criticized for traveling during the holidays. Councillors in Metchosin and Victoria have also had calls to step down after they traveled internationally, despite provincial health recommendations against non-essential travel. In Tassoni's case, he didn't travel internationally. He and his family went to their family-owned cabin near Mount Baldy. It's about 200 kilometers from CastleGuard and within the same health authority region. Tassoni said his family made the decision to travel, and although Tassoni said that they did not stop during their trip to the cabin, his decision to travel was met with a divisive response from both the public and CastleGuard City Council members. We asked the BC Ministry of Municipal Affairs how many politicians have resigned during the pandemic and why. But the Ministry of Municipal Affairs does not track resignations of municipal-level politicians, and the Union of British Columbia Municipalities doesn't either. In an email, a spokesperson for the ministry said there are many reasons why someone would resign from public office, and sometimes those reasons are confidential. Kootenay Morning sent an email to the Nelson City Council members asking whether they traveled over the holidays. Councillors Cal Renwick, Keith Page, and Rick Lochtenberg responded, saying that they and their families stayed in Nelson. While we didn't receive a response from the other council members, Page said that he believes no one traveled.
Yeah, my name is Keith Page, and I'm a councillor with the City of Nelson. I don't have any knowledge of what every individual did. Like, I can think of a few members of council I know were in town, and I don't have any idea that anyone else went anywhere else.
So what was your reaction to the news of the CastleGuard mayor's resignation?
I thought when I saw the news that it was a great loss for the city of CastleGuard. I'd had some experience in seeing Mr. Tassoni at various tables, and he represented the city admirably at the majority of anything I ever saw him doing, conducting his duties.
And what was your initial reaction to the news that he had traveled over the holidays?
My initial reaction as we watched the brouhaha online kind of take off from that was it was in the midst of all the news we were seeing of the provincial MLAs across the country in various places going off internationally for different holiday vacations. And I think being really clear with context and scale and weight is super important. So traveling to a family property that is within range of a full tank of gas, I don't think falls into that category.
Did you think that his resignation was necessary?
Looking at his letter, I think what resonated is we've seen the damage that communities having very sharp debates online can end up with. And I, of course, speak down to what's happened in Washington, D.C. And we've seen it growing online for a number of years, the throngs of social media picking up on and picking on individuals. So his letter about the impact that it's had on his family, I think we really need to listen to that. I think we really need to hear that as a community. I don't think people really appreciate fully the effect of one more comment, one more reaction to oftentimes information that is out of context or the nuance of it isn't really well understood. I think what that family has experienced is probably pretty bad, and it's reflected there in that letter. And I think that's something we have to be very thoughtful about as a community in terms of what we have for expectations of the people that are chairing our council meetings and doing the governance work of the corporations that run our cities, whether or not we're really being fair with our expectations of those people in such a way that we are attracting the kind of talent that we need for those jobs to be run really well.
Mm-hmm. What kind of impact do you think that this resignation could have on local politics and the community?
I think what we're seeing here locally is something we're seeing probably globally to a certain extent. And it comes down to how much of our conversation is being had, not face-to-face and not over the telephone, but through comment threads on private corporate spaces. I come from a technology field, and those private corporate spaces are very much designed and geared towards interaction over all else. They want people to be interacting, and the algorithms that drive the content that's put in front of people and the design choices that are made are all about prompting people to engage again and again and again. And it doesn't have too much consideration from the machine level as to whether that's a negative interaction or a positive interaction, or whether people are actually getting at a truth. I think that's the biggest problem. I think we're seeing a lot of discussion about how our shared common purpose is splitting, and people are in echo chambers and bubbles online, and coming to different conclusions and disagreeing on really fundamental things about our shared purpose and our shared reality. And that's a consequence of participating in online digital spaces that are optimized for interaction.
What is it about politicians traveling during this time that brings out such a divisive and strong reaction?
There's a sense there, of course, that there is an unfairness. And I even think when we look at the politicians that have traveled internationally, and that's obviously even a greater level politician in terms of being a provincial regional representative versus a mayor of a city that's relatively small, traveling locally, even that perception is, I think, overblown to the sense that we get a sense that politicians are traveling and that politicians are doing this all over the place. When even when we look at the situations that have happened, it's a handful of people. The effect that that has on us reacting and doing the safe, mitigated, flexible, responsive actions that our public health officers are calling for us to do is a negative impact. And I think nobody within the public health community is asking everyone to lock themselves in their room. We're being asked to have a clear understanding weekly and daily about what the guidelines are and make decisions that are in alignment with those guidelines and are, you know, conservatively safe to do. This family, they made a decision, and these are consequences. And I just wonder how the community would be served with the loss of a leader and having to go into an election at this time. And I am concerned about whether the reaction is proportional to what some people are complaining about.
And you also mentioned that you have some concerns about what people seeing this reaction might think and if it will prevent people, candidates, for running for election.
When we're talking about governance work, when we're talking about the people that are going to fill our volunteer boards, our local government boards, who are going to step up and put in what is quite a lot of work to comprehend the issues of the day and try and make good sound decisions about water, sewer, and housing, I think what's really important is that that work is protected in terms of doesn't become a toxic environment to make decisions, where dissent can occur such that people can come together, disagree, and work out the best solution through shared respect and an understanding of shared purpose. And so when a family decision like this is put under a spotlight to such a degree that you get a resignation letter like this, where the claim is very clearly and heartfeltly put to bullying and harassment and pulling someone's family into an online debate and their reputation and their efficacy, I think people who are smart and creative and talented, they look at that and they say, you know what, I can get a good job working remotely for a company in Vancouver. You know, I think it does have a chilling effect on the people that we draw through. Like, I don't think we need to be measuring our leaders all the time on who's the hardest person to push off the cliff. We're not really thinking as a community when we all pile on the same on an issue that's frankly within someone's personal life. Like, it does cross the boundary when we're talking about second guessing a family decision.
What kind of extra pressures do you think politicians are facing during this pandemic?
I don't think we're experiencing any pressures that are above and beyond what the rest of our community members are experiencing. I run a small business, and I know the business community is experiencing, like, really hard, really, really difficult scenarios, really difficult situations, even with the supports that are out there, trying to navigate the next few months, let alone this next year. And I know parents are at home juggling kids and work remotely, and in some cases not, and they're struggling in confined spaces. We're seeing people flock to the area because housing sales are through the roof, because they're in places that are too small, and they're crawling up the walls, and they want to get somewhere that's better. We're really lucky in a place like this to have something that's better. So I don't think politicians have to deal with too many additional pressures above and beyond what is really just a very difficult situation for our whole community. And I think that's the really important bit, is we're all having a hard time, and we're all asked to show up each morning and put in the work for another day to make sure that we're getting somewhere that we all want to get to. And I think the last thing that our whole community needs is unkindness and piling on people as an outlet for these kinds of things. I think we just need to give everyone a real breather and a real place to appreciate what hard work they're putting in. People are going to make errors. They're going to make misjudgments. And if we can't figure out as a community and as a society how to pile on and digitally forgive people in the same way, and to put things back into context, and to put the cats back into the bag, as it were, when we learn that key piece of nuanced information that kind of changes the whole scenario for us, if we don't learn how to do that, we're going to keep inflicting damage on ourselves. And that's what I see as the consequence here, is I think we've inflicted damage on ourselves, because someone who's actually, you know, I think admirably done their work up until this point is out of the picture now and has to be replaced. And that's time and effort that now has to be redirected into solving that and filling that gap again. And that, as a small business owner, that's not inconsequential. It's going to take till summer till you get someone in place, and then you're going to take another year for someone to get up to speed. And then you're into the next election.
We'll have more information about the Castlegar mayoral by-election and the Nelson by-election to replace MLA Brittany Anderson's seat as more information is available.